Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, joining with Bob and Richard and the staff to wish you a blessed Thanksgiving and to welcome you to this Thanksgiving Day special edition of Basic Gospel. You know, daily on this program, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ and intersecting with your life every day. Now, due to the holiday, the phone lines are not open today, so we can bring you this special Thanksgiving Day edition of Basic Gospel. Now, to get us underway, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and happy Thanksgiving from all of us to you listening today. You know, I was thinking sometimes when life hits us hard and hurts us deeply, it's hard to give thanks. And I know so many people listening today, they're in that situation right now. Somehow life has hit them hard and they're hurting deeply. They might be experiencing anxiety and depression and fear and anger or loneliness or just a sense of emptiness inside. And out of those feelings, it's hard to give thanks. Yet that's exactly what God calls us to. That's the will of God. As Paul wrote, we are to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, today on this special edition of Basic Gospel, this Thanksgiving edition, we want to turn your attention to 42 hope-filled truths that will overflow your heart with an attitude of thanksgiving. And we're going to start right at the most basic of truths that we see in the Word of God, and the fact is that we are loved by God. That's the great news of the gospel. That is the good news, that God loves us, and that love was demonstrated for us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so today we're just going to look at various passages, passages like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 1 John 4:10, and this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And then Romans 8, and this is one of those powerful passages in the Word of God, starting in verse 38, for I am convinced, and that's where we need to get in life, isn't it? We need to get to that place where we're convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's true of you right now. Yeah. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. No matter how hard life has hit you right now, no matter how deeply you hurt right now, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Boy, that is good news, and that will turn a hurting heart into a thankful heart. Rest in that. It's kind of interesting, guys. This couple of weeks ago, the Today Show showed a story about Jay Leno, and he had gone to, I think, to Afghanistan and did a USO show with Al Roker of the Today Show, and as he was there, just this idea came to mind. He wanted to bless one of the soldiers. So when he came back, he met a soldier, and this soldier loved cars. And, of course, Jay Leno loves cars.
Yeah,
and
he does.
He brings out this, muscle car, and they take a ride. And then Jay stops and turns over the car to the guy and says, you drive it. And so this soldier drove it around, and they come back to their starting point, and Jay said, how did you like that? How'd you like that? And said, oh, my, that is awesome. And Jay said, well, how would you like to drive that every day? He said, oh, man, that would just be incredible. And Jay just threw the keys to him and then went over and he hugged him. And he made this statement. He said, America loves you. And it was such a touching moment. I mean, I got misty-eyed watching that story. And you know, that was probably a true statement, but America's a nation, you know, it's a government, it's this, and, you know, it's love, whatever that is from a nation standpoint.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it can go up or down, but not God. When he says he loves us, that's a forever truth. Nothing can separate us from that love. We may feel unloved. We may feel unworthy of his love, but that just doesn't change the truth that God loves us. And if you're listening today, God loves you.
Nothing
can separate you from the love of God.
Right.
And then the next thing on our list of 42 hope-filled truths is the fact that we've been chosen by God. God so loved that he sent Jesus so that you could have eternal life. And Paul captures that in his first chapter of Ephesians. He says this, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." We've been chosen by God. We've been saved by grace. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So your salvation was God's initiative. He took the effort. He took the first step in sending Jesus. That's grace. And as we respond by faith, that salvation becomes ours. Then we're made alive in Christ. This was the truth that really changed my heart and changed my life. I came to Christ at a youth camp, and I knew I needed Jesus, but from that point forward, for the next 8-10 years of my life, I was trying to be God's guy through human effort. I was giving it my best shot, but failing every step of the way. And finally, I gave up. There was no hope there. And I went to a Bible study, and I heard this wonderful truth that salvation is much more than forgiveness. It's actually being made alive in Christ. And when I understood that I had been made alive and Jesus Christ had come to live inside of me, life changed for me. And it's never been the same since. And here's what the Word of God has to say. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life," or in some translations, has crossed over from death to life. And then in Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Many people ask the question about grace. What is grace? How do you define grace? Richard, I think this particular passage defines it quite well for us. It is God's work in Jesus to make us alive together with Christ. That's grace. That's something that we didn't deserve, and it's something that we couldn't do on our own. Yeah. God had to do that for us, and he did it for us in Christ. That's something that will turn your darkness into life.
Yeah. Well, it's a special Thanksgiving Day edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. And thank you for joining us. We're glad that you've chosen us over the football game or whatever activity it possibly might be. But I hope you're partaking of some family fun and being thankful on this day. It's a day to be thankful and to give thanks to God for the blessings that we've received as a nation, as Bob Christopher was saying. Because it's a special edition, the phone lines are not open today. So hold those questions until our next live edition, and we'll be glad to address them then.
Yes, indeed. Well, our next thing on our list, 42 hope-filled truths that will overflow your heart with thanksgiving, is the fact that we've been born again. And Richard, why don't you read this verse for us? It's such a powerful, powerful statement that the Apostle Peter gives about this new birth that we have in Christ.
"Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Wow.
Powerful statement. I mean, we want hope. We need hope. Without hope, we just die. I mean, that is one of the realities of our human condition. That's what we see in counseling. When somebody comes for counseling, they're hurting, and it's a deep hurt. And it's something that they've experienced for a long time. And the reason they want some help, the reason they're coming for counseling, is because they've lost hope in the situation. It's become overwhelming to them. And if you can infuse some hope into that situation, it changes things. It enables them to take a step in the right direction. So we are people who, above all things, need hope. And here Peter is saying that we have been born again to a living hope, Jesus Christ himself alive, living in us. And that's through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And then we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. I know many people out there in this world today. I mean, we have more people walking the planet than we've ever had in the history of creation. And yet we're the loneliest group of people ever. I mean, you're just right next to somebody, yet you feel lonely. You feel isolated. You feel cut off. And that's a desperate, desperate feeling. But not for the Christian. We don't have to feel lonely. Why? Because we've been indwelt by Christ himself. We're never alone. It says in Romans 8:9, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him." So you can't be a Christian without the Spirit of God living in you. That's just an impossibility. But once he's in there, he's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Paul put it this way, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Jesus Christ has come to live inside of you. And then Paul said this as well, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree,' so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead? That's faith. And if that's occurred in your life, you have received the promised Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has come to dwell inside of you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah, all of these truths, of course, play into our understanding of the incredible transformation that takes place when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, knowing for sure that we have become a child of God. And that's one of the most important realizations we can ever come to. And we prepared a little booklet to help our listeners come to fully understand that point. And that, of course, is that you have a new identity in Jesus Christ. So Bob, share with us a little bit more about the booklet and how our listeners can get a copy.
Well, we have prepared this booklet. It's part of a series that we're going to be producing under the heading, "Do You Know?" Mm-hmm. And this particular one is entitled, "Your Identity in Christ." And when I first joined the staff, I did a lot of personal ministry work, a lot of counseling. Mm-hmm. And as I said, folks came to counseling because they had lost hope. Their feelings were just overwhelming them, and they didn't know a way out. And so we would talk a little bit and understand their circumstance. And then at the end of the session, we would just look at all of these passages that we're going over in today's broadcast. Yeah. And then at the end of reading through that, I would ask them, "Can you give thanks to the Lord right now for these truths in your life? You didn't earn any of these truths. You didn't work to gain them. God just imparted these to you in Jesus. Because you're in Jesus, you're totally loved. You've been born again." And they would bow their heads and give thanks. And that was the first step of moving them out of their darkness. That was the first step of hope in their situation. And so we want you to have a copy of these truths. And we have it available. We have this booklet available in downloadable form, in hard copy form. And we want to put it into your hands. It's free. You don't have to do anything to get it other than to go to our website, basicgospel.net, hit the download button. Mm-hmm. It's right on our homepage right there, and you can download it immediately, or if you prefer a hard copy, just follow the instructions, and we will send one to you as quickly as we can.
Yeah, that's at basicgospel.net, and we hope you'll take advantage of. These are just absolutely powerful passages of Scripture.
Well, this will be something that you'll want to carry with you,
yeah.
Put inside your Bible, pull out when you're just struggling in a day-to-day basis. Read a couple of these passages, and after you read it, say, "Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me in this way. Thank you that you've forgiven my sins. Thank you that you've declared me righteous in your sight. Just thank the Lord, and that's going to change your day right then and there. I guarantee it. So this is a tool that you'll want to have with you at all times. It's also a tool that you'll want to pass out to your friends. So you may want to you may want to get several of them or make copies of them once you do get it. But on with the countdown. We're on to number 7 out of 42, so we're probably not going to get to all of them on today's broadcast. But the next one is the fact that we've been made into a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians says this. This is 19 through 20 of chapter 6. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. This body that we have has become the dwelling place of God's Spirit. It's His temple here on earth. Next thing, we've been made into a new creation. And this is a powerful passage, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. From 2 Corinthians 5, personally, two of my favorite chapters in the Bible are 2 Corinthians 3 and 2 Corinthians 5. And this one, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's a pretty radical change.
It is.
Jesus makes it possible.
Yeah. We're not just, as that old bumper sticker used to say, you know, we're no different. We're just forgiven. Well, if you're a Christian, you are different.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a new spirit, one that was dead when you were lost, that's now alive, and that spirit has become one spirit with Christ. Christ Jesus has come to live inside of you. That's called new creation. You can't get much different than that. So we've had this internal change, and as we grow in our understanding of what Christ has actually accomplished there, then we will see external change as well. And then there's another passage in Ephesians 2 that basically says we're a poem that God has written.
He's written it. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. If you're struggling with any kind of a behavioral issue, these last three passages are the key to changing that behavior. You never change from the outside. It's this realization that we're a new creation, that we've been created for good works that God prepared in advance, and because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, it's God's job to change us, and He will. That is the motivation for change. It's not, well, I don't want to mess up anymore. It's, oh, who am I? And what is He doing in me as a result?
Yeah, so when life hits you hard, when you hurt deeply, you're hurting as this new creature in Christ, mm-hmm. whom God's Spirit lives in. You're different than what you were before, because and with that truth, you do have hope. It's right there. It's a living hope living inside of you. As a new creation, you've been named a child of God. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. If you're in Christ, you have a brand new identity, an identity that is that cannot be shaken, cannot be cracked, cannot be altered, cannot be changed in any way. It's an identity that is going to endure forever, a child of God. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we will see Him as He is. Boy, that's a new identity that leads to incredible hope for the future. There's nothing for us to fear as far as tomorrow is concerned. We've been adopted as a son, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Spirit, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. We've been reconciled to God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
By his life.
Boy, that reconciliation truth is so powerful. We were enemies of God because of our evil behavior. Now, God didn't see us in those terms. That's how we perceived God. And when we hear this great gospel message, when we see the love that was demonstrated to us through Christ's death for us, something happens inside of our hearts, and we go from being an enemy of God to being a friend, to being in relationship. And that's what reconciliation is all about. And that's made real in our hearts through this saving life of Christ. When he comes to live inside of us, that's when this reconciliation really is complete in our minds, where we see ourselves not as enemies, but as friends. If you're in Christ, you've been reconciled to God, not only from what he did for you, but what he did in you. You have received that reconciliation. We've been redeemed in him. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Redemption is a wonderful word. It's a word that really relates to freedom. So we've been bought out of the slave market of sin. We've been set free from sin and death. Those chains have been unlocked and taken off of us, and we've been ushered into this freedom that we have in Christ. That's what redemption is all about. So in him we have redemption through his shed blood. The blood of Jesus was the purchase price that bought us out of the slave market and ushered us into freedom. And then we've been totally forgiven. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. If you're in Christ, there's no need to feel guilty. There's no need to be fearful that God is going to punish you. He's taken away your sins once and for all. That's what the blood of Jesus is all about. If you're a child of God, you are a forgiven child of God. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. So Jesus didn't just forgive some of our sins, he forgave all of our sins, past sins, present sins, and whatever sins are going to be committed in the future, he's already dealt with them. His blood has already been poured out. God the Father received it, was satisfied with it. It's done. It's finished. We can rest in that. And because we're forgiven, we're also cleansed. We've been totally cleansed. And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Totally forgiven, totally cleansed. That means we're right with God.
Yeah.
These are truths, hope-filled truths, that can turn your heart into a heart of thankfulness. That's what the Christian life is all about, receiving the grace of God and responding to him in a heart with a heart of thanksgiving. And no matter what life is throwing your way right now, you have something to be thankful for. You can carry out the will of God and give thanks in all circumstances. That's good news. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. That is great news, Bob. You know, friends, Thanksgiving is a great time to express your thanks to God for all he has done for you and the person, the love, grace, light, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, we hope you're thankful to him for providing truth over the airwaves through this basic gospel broadcast. This program is helping you find answers. Then we ask you to join with us in supporting the broadcast with your donations. We need your help. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. We hope to hear from you on this Thanksgiving Day, and we hope you and your family are having a blessed one. So, thanks for joining us this time, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you for another edition of Basic Gospel tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.